Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Big weekend for movies. I know so many people that went out and saw the Jurassic World Rebirth. It made about $150 million over the big five-day weekend, essentially. My neighbors across the street saw it, raving about it. Hmm. They love dinosaurs, though. They've got a weird obsession with dinosaurs. Absolutely loved it. F1 was second place. My sister went and saw it last night. Josh went and saw it. Pretty good?
Yeah, man. I liked it. But I like those types of racing movies. It was good, fun, crashes everywhere. It was a good time.
Yeah, I love crashes.
Yeah.
Is Brad Pitt crash?
I can't tell
Spoiler alert.
It's still in theaters.
I'm going to wait until it's on video.
Yeah, but is there a good storyline as well? Because, I mean, I'm a sucker for a good storyline.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's the typical, you know, I walked away, but I came back.
Oh.
You know, better than ever.
I know. I love those. Oh.
But it really was good. Like, I was glued to the screen for 2.5 hours. It was really good. And I will say, you do got to go see it in IMAX. Like, it is literally made for being watched in IMAX. Uh-huh. So don't be the person that's like, I'll wait until it comes out on video, Jeremy.
I got a 75-inch screen. I'll just sit really close.
Sit really close. There you go. It's the exact same thing.
Jeremax. I will say, I have my tickets pre-purchased for this Friday for Superman in IMAX.
Dude. With your dad.
With my dad and my son. I'm taking them both to go see Superman. And I got IMAX. I was like, screw it. I'm going
to
do
need
IMAX.
Yeah. So I saw the preview for that. It looks good,
man. It looks pretty good.
It looks pretty darn good.
A little cheese, but
I always thought, I mean, this is, so Henry Cavill's my Superman, and I understand that.
But man,
the dude is so good. Yeah, the dude is so good. So I'm interested to see if this guy lives up to the hype of that.
Yeah, so I got to bounce out of here at Friday, right after the show,
guys.
That's
all right. I'm going to the movies. Understand.
Let's talk about the Wiener Master over the weekend. No, not Katie. Not
you heard about my hot dog hack, though, right?
Not Katie. A different Wiener Master, Joey Chestnut, reclaiming the mustard belt for a 17th time at the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. Dude put down 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Gross.
So
didn't beat his personal record, though, which is 76.
Shockingly enough, this is the first time I've actually watched the full thing.
It's disgusting, isn't it? It's like Katie on prom night.
Dude,
no.
How do you feel? Bloated AF, dude.
I gotta
go
throw up.
AF.
I don't dip my buns in water, though. That's how he does it.
That's not what I've heard.
The way he just dunks things with liquid.
It makes it go down smoother.
I know, but to watch him do. I was telling Josh off the air, because like food eating competitions sound like a really good idea until you do them. I was a huge fan of hot wings.
Really.
I still am. I just love hot wings so much. And the radio station I used to work for did a hot wing eating competition. It was the hot dang wing thing.
Yeah.
And it honestly, like, it was so gross to me to see people throw up in buckets and like straight hot sauce.
It is foul.
Like,
and then the snot coming down and the tears, and
it's
a foul event.
Oh, one thing, hot wings for
dude is
for,
making
like,
millions of dollars off.
Yeah.
That,
oh yeah.
So.
One thing I didn't
know
was that like before that though, they do the lemonade drinking contest.
This guy chugged
like a gallon and a half of lemonade in 21 seconds.
Not bad.
And I was like, and then the guy next to him.
Open throat.
Dude, seriously, the guy next to him after that was just puking all over the table as the other guy was celebrating.
It's good time. America. America.
Hot dogs and lemonade.
Yeah, America. The other big trending thing this weekend, my God, my entire feed on Instagrams was Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah, his last show.
His final show with Black Sabbath was on Saturday. He was seated in a fancy bat-winged throne there on stage. The entire band was back together. They haven't been together in like 20-some years. He sounded
pretty good,
actually. This was like a 10-hour event with multiple bands. Jason Momoa was there in the crowd tearing it up. Jack Black did some stuff. Steven Tyler made a special appearance.
Wow.
Appearance. Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Tool, Anthrax. Katie, I know you're a fan. Slayer, another fan there. He sounded really good while he was singing.
Yeah,
he did.
Really good.
What I noticed, obviously, was he didn't move. He sat in that chair the whole time.
Poor fans, I think
that was hard for them to see. But
did you see the fans bawling?
Yeah.
They were
crying. I have a lot of really huge Aussie fans just working in radio as long as I have. And I saw them post, and it was like the end of an era for them.
Gosh.
Like, the amount of sadness that came from this final concert. But
I went to an Ozfest here.
Well, did you really?
Yeah. Like, man, that is like a whole lifestyle. Like, people who like Ozzy, like, they follow him and they worship him.
Well,
so.
He like certainly obviously was kind of ahead of my time. But when he sang last night, "Mama, I'm Coming Home," I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is emotional.
Get a little teared up over it.
It was sad.
So, yeah, I mean, again, what a great way for him to close it out, though, because you're right, Jared. Like, he sounded pretty good for everything that he's been afflicted
really
with. Yeah.
I have one more thing, just for my own personal irritation, and then I'll toss it over to you, Katie.
Okay.
Dolly Parton is inviting you to help tell her story. The country legend is putting together an audiobook for an upcoming memoir, star of the show, My Life on Stage, and she wants fans to be part of it. What she's doing is she's asking fans to share their favorite concert memories, special moments, ways that her music has touched their lives, and then some of the stories will be featured in the official audio book, which is kind of neat. I don't know if you're going to be able to call in and tell your story, and they're going to like splice it in. Actually, here it is right here. Fans can leave voice messages through the link in her bio. There it is.
You have to do this,
you
Jeremy.
Should
have
I?
Have to.
Oh, my God.
Voice
the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. Let
if
me tell you.
You have anybody, ruined my life.
I'm going to do it.
If anybody leaves a voice message for Dolly Parton, it
should
needs
be me.
To be yes. you.
Okay, I'll put something together. I sent Katie a picture yesterday. Oh, we were at this little vintage store in Old Town Littleton, and there was like one of those, what were those like Catholic candles?
Yeah, like
that.
Oh, yeah.
Light,
long,
you know,
like candles that are tall and skinny. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dolly Parton one right there. I'll post it later. It was
the
Dolly Parton as like a saint.
That's
I was
so
like,
good.
Tell me you bought that candle.
I was like,
please,
I can't escape her.
She's pretty darn close to a saint. She's
yeah, exactly.
Close.
Yeah. She deserves a candle.
Katie, what's going on locally?
Hey, let's talk about this bear that broke into a car. Now, this isn't new news here in Colorado. This one happened in Jefferson County, but it was kind of funny because officers caught it all on video where the bear got into that ride no problem. And they tell us that, like, bears know how to get in cars. They're actually quite good at it. But the problem is they usually can't find their way out. And that's what happened to this bear. Got caught.
I wish I had
in
a thumb.
Car,
I need
and,
a thumb.
And then he got so worked up about being stuck in the car that he completely destroyed the inside
his
of buddies. It.
Like, hey, look, I'm in a car. Look, hey, guys, I'm in a car. I'm driving.
You should see the inside of this ride.
Oh, they shred it.
Shredded.
And it probably
it's
smells
crazy.
Too
exactly.
so bad.
And they remind you to lock your car doors. Again, this happened in Jefferson
so
County.
So funny that we need these reminders.
Yeah, not specific a place, but they did say in the foothills there in Jefferson County. But
that's where I'm at.
It happened at a home. So they're like, even if you're at home, you need to lock your car doors.
Hey, guys, I'm
bears.
In a house. Look at me. Oh, I'm using the microwave. I'm on a couch.
Bears,
I'm on a couch.
Bears are so curious. And if they smell food in your car, and let's
get
be
it.
Who doesn't leave food in their car? I know I do. I've got some wrappers in there.
I bet you do.
I've eaten whole rotisserie chickens in my car before. So
my sister went camping
saying.
This weekend, and they had a bear trying to get into their car while they were camping this
really?
Weekend. Two different different instances. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, again, like if a bear gets into your car, it's over.
It's
so
done. So
just keep it locked.
That's going on your Carfax. You scroll down to the bottom, it just says bear incident.
Yeah.
Bear attack.
Bear attack on your car. And again, it's going to happen here in Colorado, so you just better
this won't be the last time.
Prepare for it.
Showing off for his
the
buddies.
Bear necessities. Make
which
sure
one's the gas?
Hey, let's talk about that Safeway strike, because that was going on for like 3 weeks or something like that. A Facebook post over the weekend stated that they did reach a fully recommended tentative agreement with the company.
I will say we were in a Safeway. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. No, day before yesterday. It was awkward because we went in because we were going to order sub sandwiches for my son's birthday that's coming up. We always get them from the deli there. And deli completely shut down in dark. And then the bakery completely shut down in dark. And then the meat department shut down in dark.
Jeez.
And there was just like one manager there just trying to stock shelves and keep ahead of everything. And it was so weird.
That's crazy.
And we talked to her. She's like, luckily, she's like, I think everybody will be back on Monday. And she looked exhausted.
Ugh. Yeah.
So tired.
Yeah, it's exhausting
it
for
is.
That, you know, the one or two people still there. Yeah.
Well, and they say, again, the strike officially, they stopped it on Saturdays when workers and strikers would stop, you know, being outside the stores and whatnot. But they are supposed to get back in there on Monday. Today,
I also rolled into one on Friday, just forgot all about it. My Safeway that I go to, I rolled into the parking lot. And, like, right by the front door, easily 50 picketers. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
I was like, I can't walk through that.
I've been to a few Safeways during the strike, though, and I just want to say they were so nice to me.
They were like, so incredibly nice. That one manager yesterday, so nice.
The most polite picketers I've ever came across. I'm not
kidding.
Please
don't go in.
Because I've, like, crossed the line before when people are, like, yelling at you. Are you kidding me? You got to shut up here. And they were like, we don't want you to starve. We just want you to know what we're here for, why we're out here. This is the reason. They gave me a pamphlet and everything. And I was like, you were so nice about this. Like, thank you.
You're like, please give these people more money.
You're like, I'm still going to go in and shop today,
though. I know. Like, I just need to get some stuff. But I appreciate your plight. And I'm glad that they came to an agreement.
Absolutely. Yeah,
this is needed. You know, this is definitely needed.
And honestly, like I said, pro tip, if you're throwing a birthday party for your kids, get the sub sandwiches from the deli.
Oh, my gosh. And while you're there, get their chicken wings.
And those, they're really good for parties.
Gosh, those salt
and apparently
vinegar,
chicken wings.
The salt and vinegar chicken wings will knock your
salt
socks
off.
It's so good. I cannot stress how good these chicken wings are. Huh. Oh, my gosh.
You got to wear socks.
You have to go. You have to try the salt and vinegar chicken wings at Safeway. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about King Soopers for a second.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I like this, too.
Yes. This story is amazing because I can't tell you, like, you'll be shopping and you know how everything has to be done on their app now. So when they have the digital deals, I don't know about you, but when I come across a digital deal, I immediately clip it on my phone because then I won't forget it, right? So you're standing there in the line, all in the aisle, all awkwardly trying to be against the wall.
Where's
so you're
the
not
coupon for the
way.
Chicken wings?
I just need to get to, you know, the soups. Where's the soups? So, yeah, like the fact that King Soopers has a new digital coupon that will take all of your deals and apply them automatically.
Did I hear it's like buy the checkout or something? They just scan it and then
it's awesome.
It just does
it.
Thank God.
Thank you.
You do all of your shopping and then you go to the checkout and they have this little barcode and you just scan it and it automatically clips all the deals.
Hallelujah.
That are in your
thank
cart.
You, baby Jesus.
See, they listen. They listen to us.
They listen to my mom.
I know. Like,
I can't find anything on the app.
Funny enough, that's who they did it for. They did it for people who don't have smartphones. For people who are not,
they're smartphone challenged.
And I don't even
they're
want
app
to say
challenged.
That.
Well, not tech savvy. Yeah,
it's just
well, the elderly.
We've talked about this having the deals available for everybody because we come in here and I tell you guys all the time how the digital deal is like half the price of the deal.
But then if you can't find it, you can't figure it out.
Exactly.
Then you miss out.
So then you miss out on that half price deal, and so many people, I guess, complained about it. That King Soopers is like, you know what? Fine,
single
we'll
scan.
Do it. Boop. We're going to do
it. I just want the sale price of my bacon.
Oh, my gosh. So they finally got it done. And, hey, one more story.
What do you got?
Because this one is amazing. So a 4th of July fail. Uh-oh. Up in the mountains. Did you guys hear about this?
Tell me now.
So the town of Leadville, they were all excited about their 4th of July show, right? Like barbecues were planned, families were ready. And then the fireworks that they ordered for the town's display were accidentally delivered to Telluride.
Oh,
darn it.
Isn't that crazy? So the Lions Club happen? Of the town of Leadville, they came out and just said a shipping issue or a transportation issue is what happened. But yeah, this whole shipment of fireworks for the display. We're talking the town's display was accidentally shipped to Telluride.
How does that even?
It's like 200 some miles away.
Two
it's
different
not like
names.
It's close.
Why
anything.
Didn't they realize that before
oh
the
gosh.
Actual 4th? You
and
have
yeah,
to set
they,
that up days before.
They had
before.
To cancel on the 4th of July. Oh. They canceled on Friday.
They must knew. Have thought they had it in a warehouse or something.
Yeah.
Went to set it up and
why would they
nothing.
Wait?
Yeah. Telluride is a 250-mile drive from Leadville. It's like Denver's fireworks getting delivered to Grand Junction.
Pueblo,
like,
yeah,
that's
geez.
What it would be like. So, yeah, they said, again, a transportation issue, but they haven't went into the details
sorry, guys.
Of how it happened. Oh, my gosh.
Some intern there really screwed up.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure they still had a good time up in Leadville. But
just handing out sparklers.
Watch your snakes, kids. Here's your snakes.
Snakes.
Mountains.
Oh, my God. My kids did snakes. All
there
right.
You go.
There okay. it is, you guys. It's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
That's real nice. Real nice.